This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason Martin Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
Bad and bougie.
Raindrops, oh, crop pots.
And
whipping that. Oh!
And Mr. BBB, as you can hear.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. GoCSB.com. Sign up, take the tour. There it is, man.
Yeah.
Check it out.
If you want to sit here, you can do it that way, too. Join us. Also is our Periscopians, as they're called.
Belovedly or sure. Affectionately? Yeah, affectionately known as
Periscopians.
The Periscopians.
Absolutely. So if you got anything during the show today you want to chat about, join in. Or you can give us a call.
919-943-2044.
Absolutely.
Call the show.
Put you on. And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that really matters. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Absolutely. We got a great show for you today. We got Dummies of the Week. I can't wait to get into it because we got a bunch of dummies. A bunch of dummy basketball teams. And we have also NASCAR we want to talk about. But first, we're going to talk about some shoes. I hope y'all brought some shoes, right?
I have a little fire on my feet today. A little fire.
You got some fire on your feet?
A little fire.
A little fire.
Hey, 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 hey.
All right. That trap music, man.
Love
damn. From right. The South. You feel hard when this stuff come on, man. Check my footwork. You want to get hyped with the song.
I'll take that over some other things.
Huh?
I'll take that song over some other things.
All right. Who was going first?
I am going to start. I just posted them. The Air Jordan 13 Premio Ben 23 for the Indiana Hoosier throwback jersey. They are so limited right now, man. If you go on the site, they like $22.50. These things are sick, man. They go with that horrendous hickory jersey and short set that NBA thought was cool to try to push on the public.
It makes that uniform look fire.
Like Monte Ellis, he did the outfit right. If you have to wear this garbage on the court, the big old school hickory jersey. It's not even fitted. It's like baggy like it was in the movie.
Yeah.
And the shorts are even worse, man.
You say you put them on our Facebook page?
Put them on the page.
Ooh, wee.
Anyway, those are so sick. So sick. So sick.
I would do some things with them.
Right? I ain't got $22.50. I'm trying to drop on those things.
Ooh, $22.50?
$22.50.
So that's for the Hoosier ones.
Those are for the Hoosier ones.
Those are nice, man.
Those are really sick, man. Jordan does a great thing, and I'm wearing the Kyries, the Duke Kyries. I know we didn't do well in the tournament, but I had them. I got them on. I love my team.
Got on
always
the Uncle,
next year.
Got on them Uncle Drews.
Got on the Drews.
Rocket, you got on? What you got on? What you got on your feet today?
Oh, am I going first?
Yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead. What you got?
I've got the KDs.
Oh.
Okay.
The Zooms.
What year is this? What a year is this model right here?
Couple seasons, guys.
I want to say 2013, 2014.
2014. You see the
right before he started going low top.
Yeah, like they hugged the ankle really nice.
Yeah,
and it's got the KD look, of course, the big check. You know how KD does. Nike and the check on the front, that's the KD signature. Thank you, sir.
The Retro 6 Carmine.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. Check them out.
The 1991, ooh, the first championship shoes.
Wow.
Air so nice, Jump, man. Got to get these.
Absolutely.
MJ.
Thank you, sir. So, y'all, if you love shoes, like we love shoes, y'all want to post a pair?
We wear heat up in here on the Sports Breakdown Show. We wear that heat.
Let us know, man. Let us know.
I know. I'm going to have to up my game, man.
And then,
I can't get any more shoes. That's it.
Sneaker game is crazy in here.
That's why I post more pictures than anything. Like, it's better sneakers than what I got in my closet. Steph Curry, I know they've been clowning your shoes. I'm not going to say anything about it.
Are you talking about the new ones?
The MIBs, yeah.
Oh, those PT Cruisers?
I don't know what them things are, but they are cockroach color, man.
Are they worse than the white ones they came out with last year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Thank you, Under Armour.
Have you seen them?
No.
Oh, they're horrible.
Just go ahead and Google search it. They'll pull it up for you. They're
Google will finish it for you.
Man, if y'all like the sneakers, like I said, y'all like the sneakers, please let us know about it.
Absolutely. Post them. Nah, that's not it. Oh, getting roasted again. Every time he comes out with shoes, see, they're getting roasted.
Because Under Armour is terrible with sneaker design, Steph.
Are they?
Please.
Oh, I got
Team Nike.
His game
what
shoes.
What the heck is that?
His game shoes are nice, though.
What's that, leather?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brown leather.
Like, I don't know what. Are they trying to sell, like.
That's a dress shoe. That's not even a basketball shoe. What? How can you play ball in that?
What is this?
Mm-hmm. These things are horrible. Horrible.
But it's. If you're going to make it a dress sneaker, pure leather all the way down, you know,
right.
Put the big white sole on it, that's fine, but make the back better. You got it looking like a sneaker. Like, those are sneaker bottoms.
Horrible, man.
That's not cool, man.
And we will never see him with those on his feet.
Oh, no. And he might wear them to church.
He sent that mess to him. He probably donated them. Sign them, donate them, here you go.
Like I said, he'll wear them to church. He ain't wearing
I bet you at the house, Steph wears Nikes. I bet you he wears.
Can you imagine if he went to Nike? Oh, man. Steph, get that deal done.
All right, what's next on the agenda?
Well, there's actually one other shoe I was trying to show you here.
Oh, did you post it?
I did post it on Facebook, and it's actually Under Armour. I kind of like them. It's the new Rock shoes. It's
yes,
Under Armour's fastest selling shoe this year.
Those are nice. The ones the Rock wear? Yeah.
I like those. Those are nice.
Okay, Dwayne Johnson.
I like those too.
I can see
so them. Under Armour, yeah, done this one right.
They doing Steph dirty.
They can't do basketball sneakers. They can do training sneakers, apparently.
Yeah, these are nice. I'm trying to get these.
Are they sold out?
And they're not that bad. No, you can get them for $150. $160.
Dwayne Johnson. You got a pair of the Dwayne's.
Hey.
You got a pair of those Maya Villas.
Right?
Hey, those Rock shoes are not bad looking, though. I'm just saying.
I saw those. I think you posted those
on
the. Those are nice.
I like them. Speaking of stuff that were nice at the beginning of the year, then it fell apart. The Charlotte Hornets wrapped up their season. They finished the season at 36-46. They also picked up Rich Cho's contract option for next season.
I saw
very
that.
Surprised they did that.
Rich Cho.
Congratulations, Rich Cho. Sorry for Charlotte Hornet fans. Welcome to the doormat of the Eastern Conference the next couple years.
What? We still got a good product. This year we need to draft a young player that can come in and help and grow in our system and we need to be healthier next year, and we need to play some defense. Play some defense.
All right. So, saying that, it's a good move we picked up. We extended Cho's contract.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one, sir.
I think it's horrible. I mean, why would you bring this guy back again?
Because he's had good moments, and he's had
bad
moments.
Give me a good moment.
Last year when we had Jeremy Lin, Courtney Lee, we were
okay.
A good team.
So
we won 48 games.
Whoa. You said a very good team?
We were a good team.
I said
we were a good team.
We were seventh in the East.
The East was really, really good last year.
Okay, 1 year out of five. One out of five is not bad.
They're the only conference that had every team at least 500 or better
in
the playoffs.
How do you feel about Steve Clifford? Good coach?
He's a good coach. You're only as good as your talent around you. We don't have a superstar talented roster. We don't have a championship caliber roster.
But we have a team you can win. Look at Atlanta Hawks. They're 10, 15 games over 500 every single season.
They got Paul Millsap and Dwight Howard.
That's a good team. We are not a good team. We're not a good, well-run team. Because you can't be 45, 48 wins one season, then go back to 36, 35 the next, then go up to 40, then go back, then lose, and then win, then lose, and win. That is not a well-run team. We are horribly run. Rich Cho, from Michael Jordan to Rich Cho, down to Steve Clifford. It's awful. It is awful. We're never going to – you know how many division championships we got in Charlotte?
None.
Zero. There's a reason. We've never – even in the 90s when we actually had good teams, we won conference – at least we got past the first round of the playoffs.
One
this
time.
Team is never, ever going to get past the first round.
We will. We when? Are building.
Yeah. What are you building for? Let me tell you what you're building for.
The NBA – this has a funny way of turning, man. It's just one or two picks.
Well, let me tell you what you're building for. Nothing. MKG is going to be nothing. He is the biggest, one of the biggest busts in NBA history.
Come on now.
What has he done? Tell me what he's done since he's been here in 5 years.
He's been hurt a lot.
He has. He's been hurt a lot, has no jumper. He can't make a shot from
less than 5 feet. He's had flashes. He's had flashes.
In a season or a game? He's had flashes in a game.
A few games here, a few games there. Right.
But we're not paying you to be flashes from here to there. I will tell you the one person that showed the most improvement in me this season is Cody Zeller. He is the one building block. And Kemba, of course, is getting better and better. But Cody and Kemba, Batum, where were you at that 30-point game all season? You finally scored a 30-point game at the last home game of the season. Where you been?
That wasn't Jeremy the real Lamb. Nick Batum. That was Kobe Bryant in a Nick Batum costume.
That's what I'm saying. But there's a lot of changes that he's got to be made. Yeah.
Bad things have happened for the Hornets. We missed out on Anthony Davis because we got screwed by the NBA. We know how that deal worked out. We missed with Adam Morrison, of course. We missed with Emeka Okafor. It's just
bad.
It's a guessing game, and we've guessed wrong a lot.
Bad things happen to bad teams.
Yeah, get back.
And we don't. Hold on.
Okay,
and
I got you.
Like,
sorry.
Just like no, I'll stop. But just like the trade for Frank Kaminsky a couple years ago, we didn't want to make a trade for 9 draft picks. Which, by the way, this year, the Celtics have the best chance to get the number one pick. That would have been one of our picks. I'm just saying. Sorry, anyway, go ahead.
No. Getting back to MKG, they got to trade him. Trade him while he's young and still has some value. Because you can get a lot for him. What is he, 22, 23 years old?
23.
Still young. Still maybe a team out there will see some type of potential. But that would be first on – if I'm running the Hornets, that would be first on my list. Try to see what I can get for MKG.
Sometimes a change of scenery works out better for players. They get in a system that suits their skill set better. Maybe our system just doesn't suit MKG's skill set to its maximum potential.
Listen, honestly, I like MKG. I do. But I don't see any improvement on him getting better jump shooting. I mean, we have Mark Price with him for 2 years, right?
I mean, but his
and jump, it got better one season for a couple
it's awkward.
Hurt.
It's never going to be Steph Curry, but if he can be somewhat consistent in the high 40%,
if he can
shooting from the field, then
if he can
be
get
all right.
If he can get up to 15 points a game, that is it. I mean, I ain't talking about more than 15 points is not that much that he needs to try to score a game.
Positive sign. He played damn near every game this year.
That is true. He did play every
so,
game.
So. Let's see how the summer goes for him. And, you know, the NBA is be right back on.
Between his contract, Batum's contract, and Jeremy Lamb's contract, they're outrageous. The good thing of Jeremy Lamb's contract, he's got one more year. Batum, you got many more years. MKG, you got many more years. My point is you compare them to other contracts. They are not that type of players compared to other people.
Like the Batum contract, I still question – and I know everybody's reason was, Well, he's going to get it from somewhere.
Right.
Well, why the hell did he have to get it from us? Let him go somewhere. Let us figure something else out. Like, that's $125 million we can't get back.
You know
that we can't throw at Stephen Curry
offseason. That's the most money any Charlotte athlete's ever made.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
He has the biggest contract ever of any Charlotte athlete.
Absolutely.
Ooh. And he was the fourth option on the team he was playing for before he was traded to us.
Right, right.
Come on, man. We got to be better about that stuff.
All right, looking at the Hornets, what are three things that have to be addressed this offseason? That can.
Size, if at all.
I think they have size. I think they have too many forwards.
I think they're fine at size.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Let me take it back. You need a shot blocker.
Somebody else that can help Cody out. Cody can't be our only athletic big. Well, Miles Plumlee, maybe we give him some more time.
I'm surprised you didn't turn my mic off for that one.
Maybe we need to package Marvin Williams and MKG together.
Yeah.
Or Marvin and Nick Batum and see if we can move both of those guys. I don't know.
Can you say that name again?
JaVale McGee.
What?
JaVale McGee.
I do not know. I am not a GM. I do not get paid to make these decisions. All I know is when I go to the games next year, I expect to see better results.
Ticket holder should be GM for the day.
Right.
Each ticket holder should be a GM.
Pick
82 season ticket holders.
Hey, if Tony Romo can play an NBA basketball game, I can run a damn front office.
Yeah, exactly, for a day.
No, listen, seriously, what's three things? Besides, I will say shot blocking needs to be addressed this offseason. You need a small forward that can score.
We need a two guard that can score and move Batum back to the small forward.
Yeah, you're right. All right, get a two guard. I love Bradley Beal. I have always loved Bradley Beal.
We could have drafted Bradley Beal.
He doesn't want to be in Washington with the guy, with John Wall. They don't get along. Who owns part of the Hornets? Nelly. Him and Nelly are very tight. Bring him to Charlotte. I have been saying Bradley Beal should be in Charlotte. It won't happen because of the MKG's contract and Batum, and Michael does not want somebody that is better than him.
And he's gotten healthier, so that.
And him and Wall, their relationship is starting to work out.
It's shown on the court. It's definitely shown on the court.
They just want to win, man. These young guys want to win.
Was there anything else on Hornets?
Say vamos to the whole roster? Go pick again from the NBA elite. Like, we want you, like FanDuel or something. We want you, and we want you.
But
they won't spend the
money on those type of players.
Why not if we can win? Shoot.
Well, one of the questions on ESPN is what can the Hornets get a star to go along with Kemba? I don't see it happening.
You have to draft one. You're going to have to draft
one. Yeah, because you ain't getting one.
Right, you're not getting one, right.
I mean, you're not getting a Harden, Westbrook, or any of those guys coming
to Charlotte. Or Steph Curry, y'all.
Steph Curry ain't coming to Charlotte.
He ain't coming to Charlotte, guys.
Can you tell the people of Charlotte he's not coming?
But
he likes
to keep them guessing.
I know he said something earlier last week. Well, it's always been a dream. Stop
and they,
talking.
And they run with it, man. Yeah, they run with it.
Like, Steph is coming. He's coming.
No, he's not.
I really hope he doesn't. I'm just saying. With all the talk. All right. Anyway, that's your Charlotte Hornets. Rich Cho, thanks for being here again. Charlotte Knights are 4-3. They're two games behind the Bulls. Last week, I went to Thursday, Fridays. I didn't go Saturday because of the basketball game. Thursday and Friday night was really good. It was 98, and then they had the fireworks Friday night. Sunday they won 4-3. Monday they beat the Bulls lost to the Bulls. They lost to the Bulls Tuesday and Wednesday. They play tonight at Durham. Norfolk Tides are Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday they come home to play the Pawtucket Sox. So if you're Boston Red Sox fans, go out. Tuesday night is the Negro League tribute night, so it's always a good night to go out. Wednesday night is Louis Tiant, who used to play for the Red Sox. Thursday night is Irish Heritage Night, so you won't go out for that. Friday night is home against the Rochester team. It's fireworks also. Saturday is home to Rochester and Sunday Rochester at 2:05. So that's the next week of the Knights.
Go support the Knights. Go eat some food, drink some beer. Who cares if they win or lose?
I'll tell you that food.
They are playing for anything.
I keep saying we got to go. We're going to go,
hey,
y'all.
Let's go. If you go sit in, you know, in certain areas of the place, they bring you food. You know, you can order food. They bring it to you. And they brought me some chips with sauce, with cheese, extra sauce. Man, it was so good. Mm. Dragon chips.
Dragon chips.
They called them dragon chips. They put stuff on, man, they were good.
What does dragon chips consist of, please? I would like to know. I like a visual.
I'll show you. I'll put it up. I'll post it on Facebook. But that's something new at the ballpark this year. And it is so much fun. Just go out to the ballpark. Watch the fireworks. Now you have the hecklers, and you can follow along with them. And the team's good. Mankata, man, that kid is younger hitter. Carson Former pitched really great on Friday. Dude, there's some good players. You better go check them out before they leave. Moving on to NASCAR. You got some NASCAR news?
Bristol this week.
They're in Bristol?
They are in Bristol. Defending champion is no longer driving in the NASCAR circuit. So it's up for grabs. Good short track. I'm excited. Not this week. Actually, it's Easter this week. They're in Bristol next week. They are off this weekend. My bad. I almost forgot. Religious holiday this weekend. Happy Easter.
Easter, yeah.
They are having an Easter egg hunt, though, Saturday morning down at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. $8 per kid.
Oh, yeah.
Go through there. Go Easter egg hunting, man. I wish I could go. I'm working Saturday morning. Damn it.
Me too, actually. Me too.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to make it Saturday because, you know, Easter weekend is a tough one for me because of family. Some other North Carolina news real fast. NC State tight end Thaddeus Moss, son of Randy Moss, will transfer after spring semester, leaving to better my opportunities for the future.
Nice. So
we're losing Randy Moss's son.
He need to come and play
Florida State.
For Duke.
For who?
For Duke. Oh my God. Duke football.
He should have been Florida State where Randy Moss should have went in the first place.
Nah, you don't want to go that far.
If you saw the 30 for 30. We had him. We had him, man.
you had him, should have.
Should have kept him. Bobby Bowden was being a B.I.E.
But it worked out for us.
Yeah, he should have been a Cowboy, too, but you know how things work out. Let's move into.
He showed y'all that on Thanksgiving.
Jerry Jones was being a B.I.E.
Yeah, he was.
Greg Ellis, defensive end.
What did he have? Two.
North Carolina.
That Thanksgiving game.
Greg Ellis wasn't bad, man. He was all right.
Greg Ellis, Randy Moss.
No, I know. Randy Moss had like 200 yards receiving.
Yeah, on two
Randy
catches.
Moss was like, Mike.
On two catches or something like that.
He was like, Mike. Jerry Jones sent the limo. Dion was in the back. They was telling me they were going to draft me, man. I was ready. And then the Cowboys pick came up.
Greg Ellis.
He's so damn country.
Let's go into Joseph Randall, Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. All right, you guys got any?
Go ahead and start, man. I got to pull up the one I posted.
All right. Ex-Lions wide receiver Titus Young sentenced to 4 years in prison for 2016 street fight. Come on, man.
That's our dog.
The Cavs. The Cavs for squandering a 26-point fourth quarter lead to the Hawks as they come back to beat the Cavs in overtime. Then the Cavs lose the next day to the Hawks earlier while the Hawks rested four starters. I'm going to take that back. The Hawks rested the four players earlier game. The next game was a 26-point fourth quarter comeback. That game, yes, it was some bad calls in that game with LeBron, I know. But, dude, you still gave up a 26-point fourth quarter lead. You can't give up 26 points in the fourth quarter.
Well, you can, and it can happen. You go cold, another team gets hot. Like, they scored 10 points within the first minute and a half.
Let me take that back. You can't complain about bad officiating on the late calls when you give up a 26-point lead.
Yeah, that's true, though.
You can't sit and complain, oh, we got bad calls. Dude, you gave up 26 points.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's a huge lead to post.
But I mean, you,
the blow.
And then you lose to the Hawks when he risked it for starters?
That got me. I didn't
and you
know
had
that.
Everybody?
At home, too.
Come on, man. Y'all can't lose these type of games. The Knicks PR Twitter page said Carmelo Anthony was out with sore left knee, but Porzingis was out with a sore loser back.
Loser back?
They tweeted out and said loser back. Then let's go a little bit here. Yeah, that was the one he ripped. They ripped Porzingis. Some other ones. The Cards catcher Yadier Molina gets a chuckle when he realizes the ball got stuck in his chest protector. It looked like the ball, I mean, it was stuck
on
his chest.
I saw that.
It was funny.
Like, he's using too much pine tar. It was just stuck right there. He's looking around like, guys, where's the ball?
Junior Gillette of the Redskins arrested last week after he allegedly hit someone and didn't cooperate with police. He was tasered by police.
I didn't hear that.
He got in trouble again. Come on. He gets in trouble every offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Nets, let me throw out there again, resting six of their players for the last game of the year. Jeremy Lin played in 36 games all year. Minimum average 24 minutes a game. You're a dummy. That whole organization. The Bucks for not sending four of their players to Boston for the season finale. Matthew Dellavedova needs a day off, please.
He's been to two straight finals. He's got a lot of basketball in him legs, too.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Stop it. LeBron James, I can get. You've been playing since you were 17, and you've been in the NBA finals like last 20 years. The Knicks for picking up Phil Jackson's contract. What the heck you pick up his contract for? What's he done in New York?
You know why he did it? Because Phil is more hated than James Dolan. So James Dolan needs somebody to be his front guy to take the heat. Because he don't want to take it because he's got sensitive skin. He can't take criticism well. He doesn't take it well.
If you run the organization, you're a bad team. This is how you run an organization. The Steelers cornerback, Sanquez Golson, caught with gun and bullets at airport but wasn't arrested. All right, first of all, dummy, why do you have a gun and bullets at the airport? Second, why is the guy not arrested?
He might have had a permit.
You're in an airport with a freaking gun.
Like, if he went to report it, hey, I got my gun, I'm flying private, though, yada, yada, yada. And then they still made a scene about it and end up having to let the man go, then that's on you dudes.
True. All right, well, that's my dummies of the week. Y'all, what y'all got?
Beast mode, Marshawn Lynch smacked the camera out of some kid's hand, then spit by his feet. What's going on, Beast mode? Did you not have your Skittles that morning? Is that what it was? He didn't have his Skittles before he was trying to leave the airport. But it's pretty funny, man. We know how Beast mode is. He's not a fan of fans.
Yeah, yeah. He had that little thing with the 13-year-old a couple years ago, too. Wasn't a kid 13 or something like that? Yeah. It was a kid.
And I remember it was a video. He was playing kickball, man. Some kid rolled in the ball. He kicked the ball into the other park.
That was funny.
Like,
that
dude,
was great.
Now we can't play kickball no more because you want to kick the ball across the street. Thank you, Marshawn Lynch. You are just a hell of a guy.
Did you have any?
I just saw this, actually, yesterday. Larry Sanders got himself cut by the Cavs.
Oh, yeah, because they
had to sign Deontay my man Dante Jones back on the squad.
Because he missed the team bus, quote unquote.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Like, Dante Jones is going to be that. He's going to be a game difference changer in a couple of these series, I promise you.
Who?
Dante Jones.
It's going to be like a 10-minute spurt where he's in, and his tenacity and his energy and the way to get under a competitor's skin is going to make a difference in that series.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about NBA. Oh, I can't wait.
That's my dude.
We're getting ready to get there.
Jones.
Do y'all have any other ones?
That's all I got, man.
Also, the NBA with the logo things, I don't know if y'all saw some of the logos that people came out with. There's a Lance Stevenson one. NBA. There's a Joe Embiid. They were having fun with these new logos, man. This guy holding a beer. Yeah, there's the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. There's Jordan.
Yeah, the Barkley one. They had on inside them. They had the Barkley.
There's Shaq. They had some good ones on there, though. If you did, all these are on our Facebook page, too. So,
where's Big Shot's logo at?
We'll have to work on it. We can get in there.
Dude, this is for you.
We can definitely get in there. All right, you guys got anything else?
Always, sports is life, man.
And as always, you're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere.
Sabi.